What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, December 1st. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. I need you to let me know in the comment section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. Finally, shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up. Get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now, we're going to round out the bottom of my top 10 with Nikola Jokic, Spencer Dinwiddie, Drew Holiday, Reggie Jackson, and Lu Dort on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we've got PJ Washington. He is power forward center eligible, 5,100, projected for 30. The goal is 37. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. Now, he didn't start the last time out, which was kind of weird, but he still got the minutes anyway. They didn't really go to Nick Richards. I think 30 minutes is a pretty safe guess for PJ Washington here. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy. 13 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists, 2.5 stocks. Pace neutral-ish against Milwaukee. Mildly pace up. They may basically gain like a possession. That's like a half point for PJ Washington. Ultimately, the fact that he has power forward eligibility is massive. There's a ceiling here. He can go for well north of 37. That wouldn't be surprising at all. He does that 18% of the time. I just think you got to be going to PJ Washington with no Mason Plumlee. At number four, we've got Josh Giddey, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 6,600, which is a little bit more expensive than I would have thought for him getting into this spot, but projected for 38, goals 43, optimal lineup 19% of the time. Giddey's going to play north of 30 minutes in a competitive game. I got him in for 32. 1.2 fantasy points per minute in this matchup because Oklahoma City facing Houston is a giant pace up spot. They gain almost 4 possessions over their average. That is multiple fantasy points in this spot. So 13 points, 9 boards, 6.5 assists. He's flirty with that triple-double just sort of out of the gate. I mean, 6.5 assists isn't a ton, but he's live for a triple-double against the Houston, very much so. Plus 1.8 stocks. He's just got to make some shots. His true shooting is sub 50%. That's brutal. But what we've got right now, Oklahoma City, shooting guard, small forward, so you get the guard forward and utility as well. And that pace up spot makes Giddey hard to overlook. At number three, we've got Malcolm Brogdon, point guard eligible, 7,700, projected for 43. The goal is 48. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. When games are close, Malcolm Brogdon's playing 36 minutes or more for the Pacers. 1.2 fantasy points per minute in this spot. 22 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. I mean, 22, 7, and 6 is a just really good baseline projection. I honestly thought he'd rank a little bit higher, but just point guard probably takes him out of the second spot, maybe even the top spot. It's a pace neutral spot against Atlanta. Nothing too crazy there. I'm making a bet on Brogdon's minutes. When games are close, he plays a ton, and he's north of a fantasy point per minute. There's not much more you need to know about him. In at number two, we've got Chimezie Metu. He is power forward eligible, 3,800, projected for 26 fantasy points. The goal is 31. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. I gave him 27 minutes. If Barnes is still out, and Harkless is still out, and Bagley's still out, then that number's 32, and he's the best play on the slate. If one or two of those guys, like if Barnes is still out, but the other two guys are in, I think Metu is still valuable as a value play. Basically, if two of the three are out, I think we get Metu around 30. It's going to be a good spot one way or the other as a value option because he's sub 4K. 10 points, 8 boards, an assist and a half, maybe a steal, maybe a block, pace neutral against the Clippers. You got to pay attention to the news, but I think there are a lot worse options than just going to Metu at a sub 4K price because the goal is only 30. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Head on over to twitter.com and follow me at Josh Engelman. I need to know in the comment section who your favorite plays are. And finally, one last shout out to PrizePicks, the presenting sponsor of this video. I don't love it, but I can't help it. $5,400 Caris LeVert is my number one contender for today. Point guard, shooting guard, eligible, projected for 34. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. The minutes are up. I got him in for 32. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy. 27% usage, 19 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, a stock and a half. Pace neutral-ish against Atlanta. But honestly, it's a bet on usage for Caris LeVert. When Caris LeVert gets going, he's going to keep going and going and going. That dude doesn't like to stop shooting. And if he's going to continue to play more minutes, he's going to start falling into games that are massive. 38 for Caris LeVert is not all that crazy. I mean, if he goes just for like 25 real points, you're probably going to need Caris LeVert, given the other things he does on the floor. So for 5,400, Caris LeVert is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, December 1st. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win a little bit of money. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of The Contenders.